You're listening to Studio 360, and I am Kurt Anderson. If you believe the hype that's cascading through the music blogs, there is no more promising singer-songwriter than 24-year-old Mackenzie Scott, who performs as Torres. On her new record, Sprinter, Scott transmutes her southern past and the existential confusions of her present, and the result is a lot more rocking than what you'd expect from your typical super-sensitive singer-songwriter. And Mackenzie Scott joins me now with her band to talk and play. Welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you, Frank, for having us.
So you're Mackenzie Scott, this white girl from the middle of Georgia. Why
the one and only.
Why Torres?
Torres is my mother's maiden name. It was my grandfather's name. He was Henry Alvarez Torres.
Uh-huh.
Taking on the Torres name from the maternal side of my family gave me an opportunity to be Mackenzie Scott and Torres. It allowed me to carry on both sides of the family name.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk some more, but will you play a song?
Absolutely.
And this will be the title track?
Yes, this Sprinter. Is Sprinter.
Great.
Found myself some ground to stand in.
That is Torres performing Sprinter, which is the title track off her new album. So that song, like a lot of the songs on this new album, refers to your Southern Baptist upbringing. There's a line, the Baptist in me chose to run. Are you still religious, or is that all in the past?
I'm not a Baptist anymore, but I'm a Christ follower.
Really? So we won't get into the Protestant specifics of what that means, but...
I don't go to church, no.
Yeah. And I assume your parents still go to the church you were raised in and...
They are in church, yeah.
And how do they feel about these songs?
I couldn't tell you, but I've got a pretty good guess.
Yeah. Not necessarily crazy about them.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They're very supportive.
Are they supportive of your career?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
They are.
Was there, as a kid... And you're young now, but as a 10-year-old or 14-year-old, was there a moment when you thought, I actually have a talent for making music and I want to do this?
I don't think that happened when I was that young. I started playing the guitar when I was about 16.
Right.
So
your parents gave you a guitar.
They did, yeah. They gave me a guitar. And that was when I started writing songs and singing. It wasn't so much that I, you know, sat there and thought, ah, I've got a talent. No, not at all.
But you sang in the church choir. Were you better than the other members of the church choir?
Absolutely not, no. I grew up thinking I could not sing.
Really?
I didn't even think that I could sing until I was, you know, 16 or 17.
And is it possible, as I've read, that it wasn't until you got to college in 2009, 2010, that you sort of discovered rock and roll?
That's correct. Yeah.
How is that possible? There's no rock in Macon, Georgia in the aughts?
Apparently I missed it.
So what were you listening to? Not rock and roll, but what?
At that point, it was musical theater. The Phantom of the Opera was, I think I listened to the Phantom of the Opera exclusively for about 2 years. The film soundtrack.
Yeah. How about things like Britney Spears? Couldn't you have been a Britney Spears fan?
Oh, I was.
Oh.
I was. I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not forget, I'm a Britney Spears fan.
Okay.
And Backstreet Boys and all of that. I grew up listening to 90s pop and boy bands and loved all of it.
And you have no guilt about that?
Why? Why would I? They're incredible. Those are some of the best melodies ever written.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's meant to make people love it.
Mm-hmm.
So you went to college in Nashville. You put out your first record there a couple of years ago. You've, in the last year or so, moved to Brooklyn, New York, along with every other musician on earth. Why'd you come here?
Well, I came to the state of New York because I always wanted to live in New York City, but I'm in Brooklyn because I can't afford Manhattan yet.
Oh, you got to lose that. That's the wrong idea. So you always had a dream of being in New York?
I did for at least the last decade, yeah. My parents brought me to visit when I was 14, and I pretty much had it in my head after that I was going to live here.
It happens.
Yeah.
And has it worked out? Did it fulfill your teenage dream?
It's everything I wanted. It really is. I love New York. It never stops. I like that there's always something to do, and I like all the noise.
Yeah. And not to obsess over your religion, but when you say you're a Christ believer, that's not a thing that people that I run into in Brooklyn say often.
No.
Does it make you feel like an outsider or not fully a New Yorker?
Oh, I mean, I absolutely feel like, I mean, I can make a home anywhere. I don't need people to,
reinforce what you're saying.
No, absolutely not. That is a very internalized, personal thing for me. So, no, I mean, it's not something that comes up in conversation unless people want to talk about it.
You wrote a song on your first record about being adopted. There's a song on this record about being adopted. That's a thing you're working through musically. What is that like to write about something so essential to who you are?
I am working through that, not just musically, but in my life.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it's something that I didn't really think about much as a child. I didn't have a lot of questions at all. And now I do, but it's, it's something that I don't really, I still don't necessarily feel comfortable talking about with loved ones in my life. So it's making its way into the songwriting.
That's interesting, though, that you're not comfortable talking to the loved ones in your life, but you can put songs on records about it.
That's how I feel about everything. It's really backwards, but it makes sense for me.
Yeah. Mackenzie Scott, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Will you play us out with another song?
Yes, absolutely.
And this is?
This is The Harshest Light.
Excellent. That's Mackenzie Scott as Torres performing The Harshest Light with Cameron Kapoor on guitar, Aaron Manning on keys and bass, and Dominic Cipolla on drums. Torres' new album, Sprinter, is out right now, and you can hear all three songs they played for us and see a great video of their performance at Studio360.org.